It was during his long absences from home in the first years of his evangelistic ministry that the wife of Charles Weagle began to resent the loneliness of being left behind so much of the time. Because of this, he tried his best to make their home life as pleasant and as endurable as possible. When the dreaded hour finally struck with shocking suddenness, his childhood sweetheart said to her husband and the father of the precious little daughter, "I'm leaving, Charlie. I don't want to live the life you are living. I want to go the other way, to the bright lights." And that night, he saw them off on a train bound for California. Eight months later, he met her on a street in Los Angeles, only to have her flaunt her sinful life before him. But a few years later, as she lay dying, she said to her daughter, "If you know where your father is, please ask him to pray for me and see if God can forgive such a sinner as I." 5 years after this tragedy, he was sitting at the piano in his home, fingering the keys and thinking back across the years during which God had been his strength and song, when a phrase flashed into his mind. Soon he was singing it to a tune of his own making, and before long he had completed what was to be the chorus of his finest gospel hymn, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus."
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so kind and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cares for me. Every day he comes to me with new assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. I will never know just why he came to save me, till one day I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. Darkness from